both institutional and private, when the usual experts were befuddled and had given up. I heard stories and rumors of his adventures, some perhaps apocryphal. I read of his being called to Budapest to solve the murder of the sidewalk concertina player, of the tragedy in Bangalore that befell the would-be snake charmer from Tunbridge Wells, and finally of the assassination of the landlord in Albania by a band of his tenants. In all of these cases, Holmes used his powers to identify and capture the killers, but allowed them to escape punishment, concluding that in each case there was an argument to be made for justifiable homicide, including for the snake. I honestly did not know much else of what my unusual friend had been up to. One day in the spring of 1888, in what era, when doctors still made house calls, I was returning from seeing a blind Alpine guide when I found myself walking north on Baker Street from Oxford Street and chanced to see an open window in the rooms of my former and affectionately remembered abode. I observed the fumes of tobacco smoke wafting out. Even on the pavement below, I could smell the unmistakable scent of Holmes's favorite Turkish brand, and I knew that my friend would be present and hard at work. I rang the bell and was greeted by a beaming Mrs. Hudson, who clasped my hand in hers, welcomed me warmly, and showed me in unannounced to Sherlock Holmes. He was painted.